Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance. It's true.
Hello and welcome to True Romance. This is Carolina Barlow.
And this is Devin friggin' Leary.
We have a few updates. One of which is that I came home last night. I turned on my TV. I had recorded Bachelorette. And guess who gets indicted for the fourth time?
Carolina, what did you believe? This is so funny. You are literally...
Oh, I watched it. No, I watched it. I did my homework. But I came home and I was like, are you? And then I was ashamed because I was like, I really should be invested in the fourth indictment of Donald Trump, which I was, because, like, you know how they produce the news now? Like, it's a TV show. I mean, that they make it suspenseful
no,
and stuff like that.
No, I don't know that because I'm a normal young person. I don't watch the news. Like
I don't either, but I had to because it was, they were talking over Charity and the Men Tell All. And so I was listening and I was actually pretty captivated. It was pretty exciting. Do you know that this... Well,
I don't know anything about the indictment. I honestly don't care. Like, I'm sorry.
Okay, but all I want to say is that it will be televised. That in Georgia, court cases are televised.
Okay, I will, like, watch that for, like, the entertainment value.
Exactly. But... Like, that will be funny. There's no if people think the Gwyneth Paltrow ski court case was funny, which I was one of those people who didn't really get on board with why that was so funny. I got the little memes and the little quips that she did. Like, I'm just telling you the truth. That's all I can do. And I wish you well. And
sounds
and that
like
was
you actually watched it pretty closely.
I am a big customer of the internet, and I take in all the content available. So it seemed like a lot of other people were obsessed with it. But this is something, watching stupid people get in trouble will be fun.
I just have to say that, like, there's two words for me that send me into a dissociative state because I cannot. Oh my God. Cookie is like, I don't even want to go into what's going on in my household right now. When I see the word Trump or the word COVID in like a tweet or anything online, no, moving on.
Yeah. I've given a lot of my life to that.
I don't
given a lot.
We're beyond it. We're past it now. I understand, like, not really. I understand there's implications. But yeah. I have one life to live.
That's true.
I have severe anxiety and depression.
That's true, too.
I'm this close to crippling existential dread at any given moment. I cannot engage.
I understand that. I do wish watching the news, because I'm not asking you to engage here. All I'm asking is to talk a little bit about fear, a little bit about dread. I never thought that this person would get consequences for their behavior ever. Like, I fantasized about it a little bit. I fantasized about justice, quote unquote, but had kind of given up on it. And I was watching the news last night thinking, I wish I could be in, I wish I could use a time machine to go back and tell myself in 2016 that it would be absolute hell, worse than I could have imagined, worse than I could have imagined any of us were imagining, especially the straight white men who are saying that it wasn't going to be that bad. I wish I could go back and say it's going to be terrible. And then he will be in incredible legal trouble at the end of it all. Would I have felt better? No, maybe not. Maybe I would still be traumatized and literally holding myself up at birthday parties like I was in November of 2016. But at least I would know that some behavior would be checked because we'd just seen so much shenanigans.
I can stand behind karma for sure.
I have always been a fan of karma. I have been waiting for karma for approximately like four people and it's been really slow. And like, what about me? I think I deserve some good karma. I've been through hell and back.
I think I deserve some bad karma, honestly.
No, don't say that.
That's why there's all this chaos in my apartment right now.
No.
I thought life was going to be easy for me. And you know what? Sometimes it's not. And that's okay. Karma's good. Like, I think it's good to be humbled. It's like necessary to be humbled.
That's and true.
People like me will take it in. The thing about the karma for people who like really deserve it, like I hate to even bring up that friggin' orange Cheeto, but like it's not gonna have an effect on him. He thinks he's right no matter what. So he's never
gonna.
I know,
but I hope he's uncomfortable. Listen, if Harvey Weinstein can spend his days in prison, things can happen to you regardless of your how protected you think you are by wealth and power.
This conversation is so hilarious.
I know we're supposed to talk about
we're talking
like, the
about Harvey Weinstein. Like, let's move on. It's like this. I think I've said this on the podcast before, but it's like I one time met this guy on like a job I was on, and we were talking about like that thing of like don't meet your heroes, and he's like, oh, I can relate to that, and I was like, oh, why? Is there an example? Because you're kind of saying it like there is. And he's like, I mean, I was the biggest fan of Harvey Weinstein's movies.
That is so funny.
And I was like, and it's also like Harvey Weinstein's movies. Okay, he like funded them. It's not like a director. And I was like, oh.
He didn't direct Shakespeare in Love.
I'm like, did you work with him? And he's like, no, I'm just like really disappointed with how things turned out. And I'm like,
That is so funny.
I'm really sorry for your loss. Like what? That you can't enjoy Miramax films because a man violently raped and destroyed the lives of many people. Anyway, we don't need to talk about that.
Was at a party years ago and there was like a 25-year-old, I want to say there. This 25-year-old guy, cancel quote unquote culture came up. And he was like, well, I still listen to Bill Cosby records. I was like, excuse me? How old are you? You still listen to Bill Cosby records? You are clearly just saying that to be like a contrarian because there's truly no reason to.
Let me say
this. It's so weird. It's like even people being like, I still like Louis C.K. I'm like, name like good comedy he's come out with. Besides the fact that he's clearly like a disgusting person, like. I mean like new comedy. Like
I was gonna say, like I do think that Louis C.K. is talented, but
you're also like that was like 10 years ago. There's 8 million other comics that have come out since then that are like worth engaging with. You're just holding on to this weirdo.
Yeah, it's weird. I also have to say, like, there is absolutely nothing worse in a personality than being a contrarian. Like that is awful. It's like when someone wants to argue just for the sake of arguing, I'm good. I actually dated someone like that and it was totally intolerable because I'm like not like that at all. It's like I'm like really not competitive. So like the second something comes up, if someone's like, oh well, I don't like to spend all my time watching reality TV, I'm like, okay. Or if someone's like, I don't like reality TV, I think that's annoying, but I internalize it and I'm like, wow, that person sucks. And then I like move on. I'm not like, wait, oh, really? You don't
then
like reality TV?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, like, oh, okay. So you think that's just not my vibe at all. So when someone is like that, I'm like, all right, this is boring. Nobody's point matters here. Like, who gives a flying fuck?
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like I've been up against personalities like that, and I've kind of cowered because, again, I've never liked conflict. It makes my stomach hurt. But I regret it usually because their points are also often wrong. Like, when you're just building an argument to build an argument, you're usually on shaky ground.
I'm also, like, super gullible, so I will, like, believe.
100%. I'll take it in, and only later, upon, like, thinking about it for, you know, 30 extra seconds, am I like, that person was actually completely wrong.
I will hold on to facts people say that are, like, completely insane. For example, one time a woman who was, like, smoking outside a bar was, like, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm, like, always trying to quit, but I was, like, 25. And she's like, oh, well, before you're 30, like, smoking barely even affects you. And I was like, oh, and then for years, I was like, oh, yeah, like, I smoke, but it doesn't affect me because I'm not 30. So, and, like, I just held on to that as fact. And
I had the same thing with a chiropractor who told me that smoking 5 or less cigarettes a day was fine. And I said, okay. And I, you know, preached that truth ? For a long time. Speaking of which, are chiropractors bad?
People think that, yeah. They think, like, it's not real science or something.
I was reading a long Twitter thread last night of all of these people being like, do never see a chiropractor. They can really hurt you.
I think
and
they can.
It sucks because I love going to see this chiropractor who cracks the shit out of me. Like, I love
that.
It so much. I love it so much.
I want to so be I'm, cracked.
She cracks, like, my face. She cracks my back. She cracks, like, my whole back. And now I'm just thinking about...
Do you feel better?
Better, lighter, happier.
Oh, yeah. I'm literally coming to LA to do that.
I'm walking on air. It's,
yeah.
Oh, you don't even know. This woman, she, like, contorts you. It's great. But now I'm like, am I just fucking up my body for no reason? Maybe.
I think it's worth it, honestly.
I think that if something makes me feel better, I often... It's like talking to psychics. Like, how many psychics have I talked to in my life? I honestly don't want to know. I don't want to know. I would say out of, let's say it's 50, I would say maybe 4 have been kind of powerful, maybe more. I think sometimes I go for experiences that just make me feel good. It's like drinking.
Right.
In that, I'm like, I don't care if this is real.
Yeah,
I don't care if these feelings, if the effect of this is actually, like, authentic. It's just making me feel good right now.
I know.
I want true romance.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Now, let's move on to another vice, some would say, and that is crack cocaine. No, I'm kidding. That is The Bachelorette on ABC. And you know what? I actually wish I could consider this a vice, but it's so lacking in terms of what reality shows can give you that I don't even think I can call it that. Because let me tell you this, I just watched in a span of, when did I start it? I started the new season of Love Island maybe like almost a month or 3 weeks ago. I watched the entire most recent season. I was moved. I was bored. I actually watched it briefly with my friend Haley when I was in Seattle. And she was like, so what's like really the, like, I'm having trouble understanding like what's entertaining about it? Because at certain points you tune in and it really is just like people sitting around on beanbag chairs talking about nothing. And I can't tell you what is the point, but I will tell you that just when you think you're bored, they get a text message. I got a text where they have to do a challenge where they vote on who's has the least chemistry in the group, who's the most two-faced in the group. And then they all fight over it. And that is chaos. And then they bring in a new hot girl. As soon as one couple gets settled, they're like, a new bombshell has entered the villa. And it's like a hot girl who he knew from his past and made out with once. And he's like, oh, shit, like we just settled down. But now this, like, that is the kind of drama I'm into. That's the kind of drama I can watch 65 episodes of in under a month. And then I turn on The Bachelorette and I'm like, okay, like it's literally an
sanitized.
Old man.
It's
a 70-year-old man talking about crying. How he's gonna find love. Like, I'm like, I guess that's like wholesome, but can we have the 70-year-old man like vote on who he thinks would cheat on their wife? Or can we have the 75-year-old man mimic sex acts to pop balloons as a challenge? I mean, like, that's something I would
maybe
watch.
I don't know if I want to watch that second part, but I literally was watching the 70-year-old man cry this morning when I was catching up on the show, because again I was caught in a little bit of a news breaking news situation last night. So I'm catching up this morning and I think, what have I done in my life that has brought me to this moment, which is 9 a.m. Pacific time watching a 70-year-old man cry on my television while I'm drinking my coffee about how he wants to meet the love of his life and fall asleep next to her in bed. It was a humbling, like you mentioned before, it's important to be humbled. I was humbled in that moment. But I agree. I think that the problem is that The Bachelorette and The Bachelor, but The Bachelorette more so because of our, you know, society's issues with women, can be really sanitized. Like Gabby Windey was actually such a nice breath of fresh air because she was not someone that maybe every like parent was going to be obsessed with. She was someone for us, for
someone
the youths
for
of America. And
she was for us. Gabby Windey was for us.
Gabby Windey was for us. And knowing that she is with Robbie Hoffman, the like most, the coolest like indie comic right now, is actually the best Bachelorette ending that I've ever seen. But now we have Charity, who is lovely, but she is very much like the girl you bring home to your parents. She's very proper. She
prays.
A lot of these girls come from like the pageant world. I don't know if Charity does, but a lot of the Bachelorette girls come from the pageant world. And that's why they're so like good at answering questions that are like Jesse's dumb fucking questions. Like, Charity, how does it feel to see these guys here tonight? And she's like, oh, that's such a good question. Like, no, it's not. But
no,
she's being
not.
So polite. And she's like, yeah, it's obviously overwhelming, but it's just so good to see these guys. I'm so happy to see you guys. Thank you for coming out. And she'll say, like, she told Brayden, like, it was an honor to meet you.
I know!
Was it? Was it?
That was so funny. Yeah, I mean, I will say, like, I warmed to Brayden in this episode because I just thought, you know what? At least he brought something. At least he's wearing a fucking weird ass, like, marching band sequin suit right now. At least he made Jesse Palmer put earrings on the show. Like,
and oh my God, and the picture of him, I mean, the footage of him from Paradise where he looks like he's wearing a hat. He looks so crazy. He's wearing like a wool felt cowboy hat in Mexico.
He's
with
made
his earrings.
Made for Paradise. Also,
he is made for Paradise.
I will say, like, as they say on Love Island, they'll say, oh, he's a bit of me, meaning like I like have stuff in common with him. And Brayden is a bit of me. Yes, I will say it. Brayden is a bit of me. Because when he's like, when Jesse's like, oh, what's with the earrings? And he's like, I actually just got my ears pierced. And then I like, but now it's like, I'm really into it. And like, I'm owning it. That's so me to like start something for 1 second and be like, this is my personality now. Like, actually, this is me. Sorry. I know you guys thought I was someone else, but like now that I have earrings, like now that I have tattoos, I'm going to get 10 million. Now that I have a cat, I'm going to get a second one. Now that I read, I'm going to buy every...
Now that I learned how to read.
Now that I learned how to read, I'm going to buy a bunch of books about a wizard named Harry. Just kidding. but yeah, so I related to that. He's like, oh, this persona is actually like very new.
I wish they brought the sleepy guy back, the guy who fell asleep on his date and fell asleep after being rejected. I could not. That guy is a bit of me.
Yeah.
One of my ex-boyfriends got me a bathrobe for my birthday present 1 year because he knew how much I like to sleep.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was nice.
Now, let me say something that really honestly shocked and disturbed me. Was the whole FP saga.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay,
the just FP to give saga.
To give some background, we find out that there was a guy named Peter who got sent home night one.
Don't remember him at all.
And he obviously did not make a good impression on the rest of the guys. So the guys would be posting their headshots on their Instagrams. And all of them in the corner of their headshot wrote FP, as in fuck Peter. This is mob mentality. And when I say mob mentality, I mean that if someone starts acting like a 13-year-old girl and can make like two others, I'll say 13-year-old boy too. I don't need to gender it. Then you can really bring people down to like the lamest versions of themselves.
But it was also so scary. Like, that's the thing. It's like if 13-year-old girls did this, okay, normal part of growing up. Grown men banding together to use a code to say they hate someone is like there a war is going to break out. Like, there's going to be violence.
That's true. There's violence.
People are going to die. Like, people will die from this.
It's just so funny. It's like a little secret. Like, and then we write FP in the corner so that we
like,
all know we hate
Peter. Can you imagine that conversation? Like, guys, yes. I know we're all posting our headshots. Something really important to remember is putting FP in the corner. Like, that's really disturbing. I really don't like that.
It's really insane. Can you imagine finding out that like the guy you were dating, like a 32-year-old man, he was like, well, we all put FP in the corner because that means fuck Peter. Like, I would be like, who am I dating? Who are you? Are you is this Tom Hanks and big? Are you secretly 12 in like a 34-year-old man's body?
I would call the FBI on that. Also, Sean was, of course, a part of it. I hate Sean. When he walked up on the stage just to be like, Charity, like, I think we all can agree, like, we're
you
really
made us
grateful.
Better men.
You made us better men because you're like a woman who's like smart and knows what to do. Like, I'm scared.
He loves
of him.
The attention. Yeah, he was scary. And
I think he's definitely going to Paradise. And I think he's scary.
I completely agree.
More like Scaradice this year.
Welcome to Scaradice. I'd watch that show.
Well, I'm definitely going to be watching Paradise, and I cannot fucking wait. September, I'm going to watch Golden Batch, too. I want to see the Goldens.
I think my first time watching Paradise, we'd just come out of, sorry to bring it up, Covina. And I was watching it like I used to watch the Jersey Shore, where I was living vicariously through all of the hooking up and like the dating yes. aspect of it. And to say I was obsessed is, you know, underselling it. I was upset
so
for
good.
A whole 24 hours. I had a bad day of my life because Noah and Abby broke up.
And now they're engaged.
Engaged. Thank God. I was
they're
really
so cute.
I know. It was very, very exciting for me. And but she's moving to Oklahoma for him. So I'm like, is that what you have to do? I don't think so. There's other ways to find love. She's a beautiful girl.
I don't know. I would, honestly. Like, I'm at the point in my life where I'm like, if I meet someone who lives in fucking Bumblefuck, I'll go there. What do I have to lose? If I can bring my cats, I'm there.
You could probably get more cats in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing, too. I can have a farmhouse. I can have an even bigger TV. You sold me. You've sold me.
I think that I could move to the middle of nowhere if it were the right person. But it's interesting. Even though I'm not social, I still like being near like a city.
Yeah, that is
interesting. I think it's a sense of safety.
I'm kind of over the city life.
I think the woods scares me. The woods
I love the woods. We're going to the woods. Are you
going to
be scared?
We are going to. I am. I'm going to be a little scared.
Wait, where am I sleeping? I'm going to stay at Carolina's like family country home. And I'm talking about scared.
I'm going to tell you what what you told me once when we had a sleepover. We're each going to have our private space.
Is there electricity?
Yes.
Is there running water?
Yes.
Is there snacks?
Yes. We're going on a cleanse together. Just kidding. Can you imagine? Even though, you guys, I am at a point with my body, I'm heavier than I've ever been, which is fine. It just is what it is.
I hate when people say that. Sorry. I really don't like when women are like, I'm bigger than I've ever. It's like, I don't need to hear that. That triggers me.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm just telling you how I feel. It's happened to me like 3 times recently where someone's like, I'm heavier than I've ever been. It's like, okay, because you're measuring it. Like, just be in your body.
Okay. Okay. Well, I wasn't made with that brain. I wasn't made with a healthy brain.
I don't have a healthy brain. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think it's helpful to talk about it that way. Like, I'm heavier than I've ever been. Like, it's like, okay, what does that mean?
It means that I don't feel like myself.
Okay, that's a much better way to say it. I don't feel like myself in my body
right now, and I'm not willing to do anything. And I had a friend once tell me, "You shouldn't complain about things if you have no plans on changing them."
Who's this friend?
Joseph Biden.
Debbie Downer ass friend.
But it's hard because I love complaining and I don't like doing things.
I saw someone on a dating app said, like, I don't even know what the prompt was, but the answer was, complaining is actually bad for your health. I've never disliked faster. Like, get the fuck out of here. If you're not going to let me come home and vent my freaking ass off about whatever the fuck I want to vent about, we are not compatible.
It's important. And also, I dislike when a guy says, like, anyone who appreciates an active lifestyle, because guess what? I don't. I don't want to go kayaking. I don't want to play tennis. And I don't want to play pickleball.
And you shouldn't have to.
I'll go on a hike once a fucking year.
That's a good amount.
That's good enough for me.
You see a vista, it lasts 365 days till the next.
I'm good.
And also, once you've seen one vista, you've kind of seen them all, question mark?
Yeah. Some of them are not that good.
Yeah, some of them are kind of boring.
I'm usually thinking about something else. And that's been the way since I was a kid. I'm not really in the moment. I'm not really overwhelmed by the beauty of the moment.
Yeah, totally.
I want true romance.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
All right, final subject that's worth even talking about on the mental all, more like mental not enough.
Yeah, men say nothing except, Brayden, you took away time. That was extremely valuable. What I want to say is, and this is what I would do if I was Jesse, the host, who he's doing a laughably bad job, and we've obviously said so much about that, but I would stand up and say, you guys, she already knew half of you were going home when she set eyes on you, okay? She knew immediately. I have a theory that the Bachelor and Bachelorette knows immediately who their, like, top 10 is going to be, for sure. Like, she knew she was going to get engaged to the wrestler.
Totally.
And if she did, it would be a much better show, but it's not. If we slowly were watching her, like, give away roses and the wrestler was, like, getting into, like, the top five, I would be like, this is getting interesting. Like, yes, 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 yes. But
it's also, like, what is this logic of this world? Like, you were taking away time. It's like, wait, you being there means you're allowed time to, like, show your personality? Just because his personality was, like, not immediately wanting to marry someone because for the sake of it, like, why is that? I don't know. I've totally come to Brayden's side in a way where I'm like,
Brayden is right. No, he is right. He's like, he's one of those people who's like, I just feel like it's so weird that everyone's talking about how, like, they have feelings for her. They haven't really spent any time with her. And it's like, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. But you're not supposed to point that out.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's like, I don't know, the whole, even in the dating world, sometimes it's like, I mean, we've talked about it a lot, but the way people, like, handle rejection. And I won't even say just men. It's like I've experienced it with both men and women now, to be honest, where it's like, yes, it totally sucks so much that when you're dating, like, you might really like someone. You might even say you like each other. You might go on, like, 3-4 dates in a row. I've been on both sides of it where it's like, and then, like, I don't know, like, you change your mind or space comes in between. You think about things. You think about what you want. Like, dating is basically, like, deciding
on a person
who fits best in your life. And then, like, you get rejected somehow, whether it's, like, a text that's like, I see you more as a friend, or, like, ghosting. And I don't know. It's like, that really sucks and is painful. And I totally get the inclination to be like, that person is wrong and something's wrong with them. But I also think it's like, that's kind of what we're doing here, is, like, putting ourselves out there. And the risk is that you'll get rejected and have painful feelings. But we're also
don't have to explain things to you. I don't have to explain things to you, but my feelings changing. And it's interesting, like, the mental all is all about, like, Charity, explain what happened, really, when you sent me home.
Right,
it's like,
right.
Nothing. I decided I don't really like you that much. Done.
I had 28 options, or however many people there are. Like, I had millions of options, and I chose the one that makes the most sense in my life. Like, that is kind of the whole point.
Yeah. But that's not gendered. I have felt that way on the other side, where I've been like, but what happened? Like, I felt like we were vibing, and then he just, like, stopped talking to me. And it's like, he changed his mind. He didn't really want to talk to me anymore.
Yeah. And it's like, cool. So then, like, I think in my experience, the best way to deal with that is with your friends, like, cry about it, feel feelings, but it's not necessarily helpful to, like, tell the other person that they're wrong. Although I get it.
That's
and then
true.
It's also like, I don't know if it makes you feel better to, like, send an angry text, like, you should do that. I have famously sent Taylor Swift lyrics to a 40-year-old man in the wake of a breakup as an adult. So I don't know.
It's,
like,
important.
We all do our things.
We all do our things. And that's really an important lesson. Like, we all
do our things. We all have our things.
Judge not, lest ye, etc.
Yeah. Like,
you know,
throw stones at glass houses? Methinks not. Okay.
Exactly.
Speaking of, I don't know. Xavier. So
sleepy town.
I know.
He's going to go take a nap with my friend who fell asleep on that date.
So Xavier kind of offered nothing besides like saying he goes to therapy. He's like, I have actually gone to a therapist. And then they cut to a woman in the audience who's like nodding so hard. Mm-hmm. She's like nodding harder than like women at a Nexium Keith Raniere lecture. Like her head's going to fall off because she's nodding so hard that he's going to therapy. And he's like, yeah, I've been like reflecting and like I kind of did make a mistake. It's like, yeah, okay, you know you're going to look bad. I was kind of like falling for it. Like when he brought that knit rose out, I was kind of like, wait, okay, like that's cute.
Wait.
He did a craft, like that's actually kind of cute. But then when he's like, I just know that like for my next partner, like that's not the type of man I want to be. I'm like, so all you're thinking about is like getting a girlfriend after this. Like he's like, well, I just want to make clear that that's not the type of man I would be to a girlfriend. It's like, okay, I don't understand why you were given this opportunity to say that, but like,
I would love to go on TV and talk about what kind of girlfriend I'm going to be.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
so I might not, if I was really honest, it probably wouldn't be a great selling point. I would be like, okay, so I am major depression, anxiety. I like to be alone a lot of the time, but I want you nearby and always available to text me back. I want you to be furiously in love with me. And I want my career to matter more than our relationship. Thank you.
I want you to defend me no matter how wrong I am. Stand by me.
That should be 101.
101. I want you to accept my two cats as your children and know that they will come before you no matter what. I want you to tell me I'm perfect every day. I want you to choose me over your family, obviously. I want you to...
Family? What family? That's what you should be saying.
I want you to never be weird about money. That's actually
or
a kind of normal one.
Or food.
Yeah, just be normal about money and food, please, for God's sakes. But also know how to deal with money, because I don't know how to do that, and that would be helpful.
Yeah, know how to do my taxes, and if, you know, God, there's so much I don't know about money. It makes sense why I'm struggling with it right now.
Yeah, same. I don't know. It's not a subject that's important to me. I'm like something weird about me is I don't care about politics, illness, or money. And are these things important? Can anyone explain to me why any of those three things matter?
Okay, raise your hand if you think politics are important. All right. Let me see them. Let me count them.
Loser. Nerd alert. So I don't know. I want you to watch reality TV with me, but not ask any questions. Because I did have one partner who I tried to let into watching Bravo with me. Why am I saying partner? Like, ew. I had one boyfriend who I allowed to watch Bravo with me. And the amount of questions I was like, you know what? This is never happening again. Like, I don't want to pause everything I'm doing. Meanwhile, I watched Quarterback with my friend's husband and couldn't stop asking questions.
And you watched Quarterback?
Yeah, because they were watching and I tuned in. I'm like, oh, I actually kind of liked it. Like, I like seeing the family lives. It's kind of like a reality show. Like, you see their family life.
I think we need to get back into The Real Housewives of it all, because The Bachelorette is not giving us what we need. Paradise will, but I was just on Twitter and Ira Madison III tweeted an old Nini tweet where she just tweeted, "Hey, I just had drinks with Ramona Singer. She's a mess, y'all." It was so great. Tweeting about having meeting up with someone just being like, "She's a mess, y'all."
Well, I think they're doing like a Roni Legacy girls trip. We'll obviously watch that. I think Crappy Lake is fun, but it's not drama. OC is drama right now, but I totally understand why it's hard for people to get into OC, because there's not a single good person to root for. It's all evil. But I'm rooting for Taylor a little bit, Taylor Armstrong.
We've all been rooting for Taylor Armstrong for a long time.
Yeah, she's actually really cute. So, but that's a really interesting season right now, and there is some crazy relationship drama going on.
I have to talk about the Salt Lake trailer.
Oh.
Which I thought looked great.
Do I especially, look inbred?
Do you think I look inbred? Yes, I do.
That season looks fucking crazy. And could we not have predicted more? The lily pad marriage that is Whitney and her husband. Like, I feel so bad for this man. I feel so
I feel so bad for his daughter. Can you imagine growing up with fucking Whitney as your mom? And okay. I say that loving her, but she's so hot. You cannot go through an awkward phase with that being your mom. It's like growing up Dorit as your mom.
No, but also like this man. It's also like, I feel like when this has happened before, like the bitch sesh coined this term, the lily pad marriage, where it's like they come on the housewives to leave their marriage because they want to like get their own money so they can be financially stable, aka Wild Rose Beauty. In the past, it's like when that happens, I like hate the husband. So I'm like, good, you should leave him. Like,
this one is sad. Yeah, this one is sad.
Because I'm like, he literally is sitting across from her and she's like, I like don't know if I want to be married to you. And he's kind of like, okay, I would literally do anything for you. I lost my job because of you.
Because playing like paint sex games with you.
I know, he'll do anything.
Can you imagine?
I actually thought they were really happy because I was like, he's so devoted to her.
Yeah.
So I'm like... genuinely scared and sad about that. But otherwise, like, I can't freaking wait. I don't know who this girl is who's crying because she bought a Louis Vuitton bag, but like, cannot wait
hear
more.
Love that energy.
The crying of, I don't want to talk about Jack's mission because it's really a beautiful thing. Like, Lisa crying about her son going on a mission for the Mormon church. Like, this is the kind of thing we need. Like, we need that.
We need that. And it's a gift. It really is. And Mary Cosby coming back is. So I say little girl right now in conversation. Little girl. I stopped like even thinking about it. I call assistants at the company little girl.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, little girl.
As you should.
It really applies itself. It's kind of like, hey man, what's up? You replace a little girl with that, it works. Hey little girl.
Totally.
In the meantime, we have a lot of reality TV to catch up on. I'm excited to see who Charity chooses, but I'm more excited to see why someone is crying about a Louis Vuitton purse on Salt Lake City. And with that, I love you, Devin.
Love you, Carol.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.